Scorpion King, The Rock, a team of tribesmen into battle against a genocidal madman. It's a spinoff from The Mummy.
It's a prequel.
There's Chuck Russell, played by Stephen Sommers, Will Osborne, David Hayter. Story by John Hales and Stephen Sommers. Music composer John Denby. Marching In, co-drummers for the show I Stand Alone by artist Gotsu Soli Orna, and Along the Way, The Mushroom and Marco C.K. Ivich. Ooh, what do you think of me? Clocking in at an hour and done an hour and a half. So no more 4 a.m. shit. Dun, dun, dun. Ball headed guy gets murked.
And this is part of the first movie with the freshly of Hollywood Rock, right?
Yes.
And we're not in the desert of Egypt, but middle of the godforsaken nowhere.
Here comes the Rock shooting shit with bows and arrows, with spikes at the end.
Holy shit, this is fucking Conan the Barbarian. It is fucking Conan the Barbarian.
Keep watching, damn it.
Holy fuck. I am almost ready. Why am I saying it's Scorpion King? I'm not fucking Conan the Barbarian. Because they're literally talking about the same races. If you ever read the comic book or the graphic novels of Conan the Barbarian, this is the same species. Not species, but the same race of people. It's not a crossbow, Andrew. It's a fucking bow.
Whatever. Same shit.
No. Oh. Boomerang.
Or being king.
And you thought you would get a music that fits the genre? Not the genre, but the era of what the movie said? No. We get Godsmack. Me.
Hell yeah, Godsmack, baby.
What is this fucking early 2000 media game?
Yes, 2002.
Godsmack. Me.
Hey, you gotta miss a badass fucking theme song.
No, I want music that is like almost like, well, since these guys are just ripping off Conan the Barbarian, why not just go all the way?
Which fucking video was that?
Me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I went in the shower because I'm fucking way too hot right now.
Alright, go for it.
Alrighty. Alright,
so, I'll
do my
thing up, but I'll run back in after.
Alright.
And if I don't,
okay, sorry.
That's cool. I understand, it's pretty hot. Yeah, I still haven't got my air conditioner yet, and I'll update on my apartment while I go. So, next is I should be getting my furniture, and I should be fully furnished by hopefully the end of next week.
Alright, guys.
Alright, go for it, man.
Was directed by Chuck Russell, starring with Dwayne Johnson, Kelly Yu, Grant Hessa, and Michael Clarkin Duncan. He's Mr. Duncan.
My favorite 90s actor.
Technically a ripoff of Conan the Barbarian, just add The Rock.
Oh, fuck off. Just
look at everything. It's just Conan the Barbarian with The Rock. And this is Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's first movie role. And the events of the movie takes place 5,000 years before the events of The Mummy, and The Mummy Returns, almost functioning as a prequel. Hey, but boy, Duncan, he's probably the best kingpin ever. It's a shame that he passed away so young. That's a shame. And we have a war between who's going to be king of the group, because we got the Amazons, we got the Rock of the Samoan group, Canadians. And pretty much we're seeing a prequel of why the main character of this movie turned heel. And it's pretty much the rise of Matt Hardis, I think that's his name, Matt Hardis, is rising apart as a legendary hero, as the Scorpion. The name is a reference to the historical king of the prehistoric period. You know, the same time period where Conan the Barbarian existed. It's pretty much the first king of Egypt, the Scorpion King. I have a question. Did The Rock actually grow out his hair? Or is that a wig?
Wig.
Fuck it. Alternative metal and new metal. A very artist. I Stand Alone.
Hey, that's a good fucking song.
The soundtrack of the Serpent King was released on March 26th of 2002, just before the film was released on April 19th. It was filled with various bands performing either previous released soundtracks or their B-side tracks. You remember when we still had tape in the mid-2000s? Do you remember we still have tape back in the 2002? Tape.
You mean like cassettes?
Yeah, cassette tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of the bands were playing, you know, songs based on the movie or B-side tape or the second disc.
Yeah, I was gonna say I will say this: it gave us one of the weirdest collaborations I have ever heard, and I still love the song till today. Ozzy Osbourne featuring Rob Zombie.
Ironhead.
Yes.
All right, let's actually name the band. Are you ready, Andrew?
What?
Are you ready to list the track?
Yeah, and you want to know why? And you want to know why I know that so well? I had the soundtrack. I did. I fucking listened to that shit religiously.
And you expect me to get, because it's a sword and sorcery genre movie?
Yeah, middle.
Or people don't understand, what's a sword and sorcery movie? It's sort of high fantasy, but with going all over the top. Almost like a Conan the Barbarian over the top. You know, mixing, you know, swordplay and magic. And this is like Conan the Barbarian. You know, it's not set in a certain period of time, but it's like, you know, like the beginning of time. The rise of civilization. Stuff like that. And the first song is the I Stand Alone with Godsmack. The second song, Set Us Off, a Twitter remix.
By Conan.
By P.O.D.
Oh, P.O.D., my bad. And you wanna know what's funny? And you wanna know what's funny about that soundtrack too? On Spotify, yeah. On Spotify, since a lot of it has been a lot of that. Okay, there's a weird period of time where full soundtracks, even on Spotify, don't even get released. Like I don't know if it's the band not wanting the song on there, or copyright issues, or something. Like I said Red Hot Chili Peppers example of Love Roller Coaster. It used to be on Spotify, yeah. But then all of a sudden Spotify took it off. Also, Miracle Man by Ozzy Osbourne from the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack also got removed. Most of the Scorpion Seeking soundtrack, you can't even find it on Spotify. You can only find a couple songs. And you want to know what's a prime example of that?
What?
Forcible Entry. The one with Disturbed, Stone Cold, Seven Deadz doing Chris Jericho. You know, the Crippler, his theme song.
Yep.
They don't even have that song on there. And they said, oh, yeah. And they said, oh, yeah, because the copyrights and this now. I was like, bro, like, fuck. See, this is why a lot of people look up theme songs on YouTube, because they haven't censored them yet.
Hey, it's my dad. You from Drowning Pool. Streamline with System of the Down.
Hell yeah. I like that one.
To whom it may concern. Yanking My Heart by Nickelback.
Yeah, I skipped that one.
Losing My Grip with Hobos. Is it a defunct group?
Is it a what?
Is that band a defunct?
No, it's not
disbanded. Disbanded.
Hobosank, they're the ones who did I Find a Reason for Me and the Reason Is You. That band? Yeah, the one hit wonder. Puzzle then.
Only the Strong by Sloth. And one of, like Andrew said, one of the weirdest collaborations I had, speaking Ozzy Osbourne.
Dude, you gotta hear that song. That song's fucking awesome.
And with Rob Zombie.
AKA the Rob Zombie era, where they gave us a, anybody little, even number five.
My Life with 12 Stones. Along the Way by Mushroomhead. Breathless with Lifer. Connected with Seven Dust. Burn It Black with Injected.
Have you said Breaking Point yet?
No, I'm at 15 with 27.
And you want to know why I said Breaking Point? They're the ones who did RVD's theme song. You want to know which one? One of a kind. One of a kind. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, that's the band who did RVD's baddest, amazing theme song.
And the last band. It's the song is called Glow with Cole Caliber. And if you listen to the whole CD, if you have the CD, it will be an hour and 41 seconds. Holy shit. they're gonna do the theme from Indiana Jones.
Yep, the fire ants. CGI ants.
Oh, you got shit. Because you're drinking that gunk. Well, the one thing I probably give Burger King the benefit of the doubt from them just straight up copying Conan the Barbarian. Well, at least the Rock's not crucified. Like when we see Conan where he's left to die on the
yeah.
But that's a unique death trap. And also we don't see the Rock eating a vulture. The release.
Wasn't meant for two people.
Scorpion King was released on October 1st, 2000. Later released on Blu-ray on the 3rd of July. Once again released in 4K ultra high definition Blu-ray on June 18th, 2019.
I think that's the version we're watching.
And also, do you know it has video games? The film spawned Tuesday, Scorpion King: The Rise of Octobot for the Nintendo GameCube and the PlayStation, which served as a prequel. And to the Scorpion King, the Sword of Osiris, for the Game Boy Advance.
Yep, and you want to know what's funny about that? I have that game. The Sword of Osiris, and dude, that game is hard as fuck.
Which Castania is abducted by the ruthless sorcerer Maruru and his lackey, and the witch Iris was not confirmed by the Queen Isis from the film, to undergo a quest to uncover the legacy of the Sword of Osiris. He uses to defeat Maruru and Isis once and for all for the rest of his Castania. The story from the Game Boy event, I think they just copy a story from Conan the Barbarian. I think one of the graphic novels.
Dude, like I said, that game is hard as fuck.
Just straight up, they decided to do Conan the Barbarian without saying Conan the Barbarian. Am I right?
By the way you're explaining it, yeah.
Man, fuck me, am I right? Scorpion King grossed $12 million on opening day and $36 million in total the weekend. Over 3,044 touches on average on a 10,475 per venue and ranked number one at the box. Then it dropped 50% in its second weekend, but remained at number one earning another of $18 million. And the film closed on June 27, 2002, and a total domestic gross of $91 million and an additional of $74 million internationally, for a total grossing over $165 million against its budget of $60 million, making it a moderate box office. And the Scorpion King holds a 41 approval rating in Rotten Tomatoes, over 138 on reviews. And the site on critical states that the action adventure doesn't get much cheesier than Scorpion. And the Metacritic gives the film an average review of 45 over 100 based on 30 reviews. And an audience poll by CinemaScore gave the film a on a scale over 8. Robert Ebert, the famous movie reviewer, gave the film a 3 out of 4 stars, writing, "Here is a movie that embraces its goofiness and get out of jail free. The plot is recycled out of previous recycled jobs, and special effects are bad enough that you grin at them. The dialogue sounds like a period of Disney Warriors are counted by a fox, fox sitcom. There you go, sitcom. For the target audience looking for a few laughs, martial arts, and stuff that blow up real good, it will be exactly what they expected. It has high energy and the action never stops. The dialogue knows it's funny, and The Rock has the authority to play the role, and fortunately, a straight face."
Prostitutas!
And I quote, "He expected him to be a durable action star."
Boy, was he right.
Well, Roger Ebert predicted the future. James Breckenhall from Real gave the film 2 stars out of 4, saying that it's possible to make an engagement action-adventure picture of this sort, but The Scorpion King isn't. Dennis Hardy from Variety gave a positive review, saying that the film rouses excellence mostly on its stunt work and their agility rather than their CG success. Pretty much saying that the film heavily relies on its practical effects.
Well, yeah, it had a lot of them.
Over its stunt work, over the CG stuff. Like, we saw the ant, it's like very, very early 2000s. Nathan Rubin from the Onion and the EV Club gave us a mild positive review, calling it a prototypical summer movie fan. dressed to be accosted, enjoyed, and forgotten by all. Owen Guberman from Entertainment the Film Plus, calling it a puttering and obvious, but adding that The Rock holds it together. Jonathan Foreman from the New York Post gave a negative review, saying that Scorsese King has none of the qualities of the epic relative original heartfelt of bloodiness that made Cohen so trashy, and like Andrew said in our Mummy review, that this movie had prequels, sequels, and tweequels.
And a lot of them. One involving Batista, another one involving Kurt Angle, right?
With Scorpion King 2, The Rise of the Warrior, that was released. And it was a direct-to-DVD prequel. And another sequel, season 3, The Battle of Redemption, season 2012. And the fourth film, Scorpion King 4, The Quest of Power, was released in 2015. When it had stars like Michael Brennan, Ryan Hutter, Lou Ferrigno, and former WWE wrestler E. Torres joining the roster. And also, the fifth and final film, Scorpion King, Book of Souls, released in 2018. And the reboot. Yes, there's a reboot, ladies and gentlemen. In November 2012, a reboot of the film series was announced and to be developed by Jonathan Hartman, who will serve as a screenwriter with the plot taking in the modern day involving a... Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Scorpion King is going to come to the modern time. Yes, Andrew. Are you excited to see The Rock as the Scorpion King once again? Set in the modern world?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Will serve as a producer alongside David Garcia and Herman Garcia. And the project will be a joint venture between Universal Studios and Seven Bucks Productions. So, look at The Rock. It's really gung-ho with to do a reboot of Scorpion King, but set in the modern time. I guess it's going to be, if I could guess it, looks like Scorpion, our boy, going to be fighting some wizard or sorceress, and the wizard and sorceress, letting them fall away in the future where her evil is lost. So, pretty much that my dad, isn't
yep.
it?
I guess the Rock really liked the modern season.
Where the Scorpion must travel. Yeah, pretty much this movie was by the numbers. Nothing really special.
More prostitutas!
And it's passing! That's what you always aim at the chest. Of Andrew, do you know that adventure dude? That adventure dude, he was in Game of Thrones.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that guy was in Game of Thrones.
They took away all his weapons. Those prostitutas fucking took all the weapons. Now he has to use his wrestling skills.
Wrestling. And he landed on the prostitutes.
Yeah, the prostitutas took all of his blades and fucking shurikens and all that shit.
That's why, Andrew, that's why you kill everything. Even women. Especially women. If they have children, make sure they also die. Now on the second main event. The Raw is in a 2-on-1 handicap match.
The witch is naked.
And this is a PG-13 film.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I was at the age where I was going to puberty. I was like, oh, yeah. And
but
no kid. More.
And I was killed the hookers. Run away! Some random person got killed by running over a spinning, lady. Hey, he survived. Wait, is he wearing pasty?
I think so.
Oh, dragon food. What did that kid wish for?
A naked lady.
That's a very deep pond.
Okay, the nod to the Christmas story, you know.
Yes, I am an assassin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm killing this witch. So help me kill this witch. So the Rock makes a terrible assassin. Well, so nobody's noticing that he's just getting a chick with a knife. I guess it's a common thing. Matthias. Oh, that's his name. Matthias. We're going to the valley then.
That's his home.
And the villain guy is doing villain things, such as playing with Scorpion. Falcon. Wait, are those the same villain groups from the second movie?
What?
Are those the same villain groups from the second movie?
I think so.
Well, we're gonna watch it, but when Hunter, I'm gonna answer that.
Wait, watch what?
the Mummy 2.
Oh, the Mummy Returns, yeah.
Those are the goons.
The goons. Hired goons.
Now the lady fresh as apple. With a typical, scream. There's actually a way to knock out a woman out. You know how it is? You kick a woman right near the cooter, like really hard. Same thing as you kick a guy in the goop, he actually will go down extremely hard.
There's a storm. What kind of storm is it?
It's Darude. Darude Sandstorm.
So the rocks wing three extorting gobbles by putting a leather strap and blinders. I expect it more on supernatural sandstorm. Ghost fan warriors attacking them. But you get what you do. Quick sand or sandstorm. So the whole place is filled with sandstorm. Oh, this is pretty quick. All the goons are just getting killed off one by one.
That's what I said. He's playing mind games.
Mind games. I wish he did that when he was a wrestler. There's a sword in the stone. And I see. Or he's hanging upside down. Oh, that's what happened to the guy who went hanging upside down.
You know what I don't like about this movie, though?
What?
It goes by pretty fucking fast.
The rival gets fucking killed off. There's more? There's another stooge?
No, he kills them all.
And the sandstorm has passed. And before the villain dude died, he stabbed him with the scorpion lace arrow. And the camel is functioning like a dog. Man, he's such a badass. He survived a scorpion. Man, don't you feel so badass, Andrew? Definition of cool guys don't look at an explosion. Bum, 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 bum,
bum.
So, Andrew, you saw the Black Widow movie?
No. I don't plan on watching that.
You're right. Because apparently the movie is semi-successful, give or take, whatever you count successful.
Oh, after being found, Mike, professional wrestler Michael Elgin arrested as X brings up heavy claims of abuse. So literally, this food just got found, and now he's getting slapped with the abuse claims. Oh, and did you hear about Matt Riddle, how his case got dropped?
Yeah, they settled out of court.
Well, yeah, they settled out of court because, think about it, he's getting a major push on Raw and everything else.
No, because the chick has no case. So yeah. He's like, okay, how much do you want?
Not how much do you want. How much will it take to shut you up for good?
That is the standard.
See, dudes already know that she ain't there.
So we're already near the climactic end.
Yeah, pretty much. We're already heading towards Act 3, because we're already at the 50-minute mark.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm goofed. What did I do? Oh, no.
What happened?
I had to fucking press it.
He lost the audio.
No, the whole app fucking busted. Yeah? Okay, let's try it. I'm going to have to go to the...
HBO?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, HBO Max, son. And that's the thing. Every time I update... It's either HBO Max or Peacock. That always gives me trouble on the PS4.
Well, granted, my Xbox is alright.
Well, you're using your Xbox, right?
Yeah.
I'm back. The old wizard has discovered dynamite. Here comes the boom! Dynamite!
Dynamita! Well, Andrew, dynamite's not going to be that hard to make. Throughout history, a lot of civilizations discovered the formula to make gunpowder. The problem is nobody wrote the ingredients, so that's why a lot of people give the credit of discovering dynamite to the Chinese, because well, those guys were smart enough to write stuff down.
Oh shit! Here comes Michael Clark Duncan,
being a cool guy.
Hell yeah! Ain't no green mile for this guy. Hey, you better bail out this man.
Is he wearing a wig?
Who?
Mr. Clark Duncan.
Yes, he is. They're all wearing wigs. The Rock, Mark Clark Duncan. You know they're both, well, you know Mark Clark Duncan's.
What? Where did put the fucking wig? Did a terrible job because it's lopsided.
No, I think he's supposed to be older than Matthias.
And so strong they book the sword. Now we're in the mid-match. Mr. Clark Duncan and Nakia in a false count everywhere match. And it's a truly slobber knocker, MRA answer.
Oh, this is literally the trailer, trailer fodder. Remember the theatrical trailer? It was literally this scene.
Yep.
And then, of course, with Gunsmack playing in the background. Yep, sword breaking.
Oh. The Rock's doing a super hold. Bicycle kick. One. This is scared like a true slobber knocker.
Oh, my God, he hit. Oh. Oh.
He got the spear. He got the spear.
By God. We need some Lex Luger selling here.
The chicken.
Oh, my back.
They're throwing each other with the table. The spear.
Oh, he's going for the Bob Orton headlock special.
Yeah, the first time we saw The Rock doing a submission move. Oh.
Ooh, he hit him with the peel.
It's over. It's over.
He brought the chicken.
Yes, because I am the protagonist. Oh, Andrew, are you here? Are you ready to get an interesting fact? You know, in the Avenger campus, they have a meet and greet, right? In the meet and greet, they have a guy wearing an Iron Man suit, and the guy has different dialogue voices that sound like a Robert Downey Jr. So it's different selective voices, and it's over 1,000 different dialogues.
Oh, she's getting a vision.
And pretty much the way that the dialogues are activated is via hand motion. So the actor is said to does a motion and activates the voices. Because I guess they couldn't afford Robert Downey Jr. any more money, so they're just like the recycled lines from the movie. So, like, you know, no gang signs. Let me guess, Andrew. It's the whole thing is, like, do not take visions too literally.
Pretty much.
Am I getting it? Don't take visions literally because sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. You're the only true master of your own destiny. That's the kind of narrative. Yeah. Don't need no speaking degree to be a Hollywood writer. Now we're in the main event where Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Clark Duncan versus generic bad guy from Conan the Barbarian. Oh, Andrew. Margaret Robbie decided to take a break from playing Harley Quinn for a while.
Really now?
Because I guess she's burned out. Maybe she's not technically quitting. She's just she's not gonna do any more movies with the character. So since the bunk failure of Birds of Prey, and also doing the Suicide Squad, I guess she got burned out. So she's taking a break. So this new Suicide probably the last time we might see her for the time being. They're sieging the castle. Oh, and good news. Sheamus is engaged.
Yeah, I recognize that big guy.
Yeah, Sheamus is engaging to a chick, Isabella.
Isn't that dude from Street Fighter? Big fat guy.
Yeah, I think he's the Yakuza?
Yeah, he played the sumo wrestler.
Yeah, Sheamus is engaged.
How many more wrestlers are you going to get in this movie?
Ooh, this is a fucking scathing review. Have you heard of a movie called Gunpowder Milkshake? Well, no one has. But people review it, and I quote, put John Wick, Drive, and Kill Bill in a blender and you get Gunpowder Milkshake. But once the movie stops ripping off other films and finds its own voice, it becomes a shoot-em-up indulgence of entertainment throughout a durable deserves a sequel. First, this movie is just a rip-off of Kill Bill, John Wick, and Drive, but none of the originality. Until think what the reviewer said, when the movie eventually gets to its own, like, point, or tries to do its own thing, it loses the plot, as it were. Well, he's gonna play Russian Roulette with Scorpion? Oh, not Scorpion, I think. Oh, Andrew. Guess what Disney's gonna do now? They made a trailer of a movie called, Enchanted, but in Spanish. It's pretty much, a Spanish version of The Incredibles, but with magic. Ooh. Meanwhile, as Dwayne the Rock climbing on top of the boss tower, the rest of his buddies are putting an excavator around the castle. Well, I find it weird, Andrew. Well, you see, the guards are fighting, you know, an invasion force, right? But why they're not alerting the whole city that they're being kind of, you know, suspicious? He's gonna come with a suplex! My God! Uh-oh, blow the vest. Now I don't know why there's no big battle in this film, Andrew.
Why is that?
Because they ran out of money.
Yeah, so pretty much.
They decided to do it on one segment at a time. Like, Marcus Duncan's a little foul on guard, while the Rock fights the main bad guy.
And of course, when I went to go see this in theaters and the Rock took off his shirt, all the women went wild.
Correct?
Yeah, pretty much. They were,
you should have said, like, hey, if you watch wrestling, everyone's making.
No, you know what they said besides you?
What?
Wachow! They did that shit, and I was like, me and other guys look at each other, hey, like, what the fuck? We're trying to enjoy the movie here. Oh, more snakes.
I'm surprised they didn't break the snake's back.
No, you're just chomping them off.
He even is our main event, but it looks like a fucking gauntlet match. You have a next gender of tag team hardcore match.
Oh, now it's a tag team match.
With hardcore elements. The tornado tag team.
Kick to the nuts. Kick to the couple ghouls.
She's dead. She landed on a rock.
The rock that runs out on the rock. Thorios. Cling. The nod of approval. Do you smell?
And that's the thing I hear about sword and sorcery movies. The fucking kids fighting. And the comedic element. I don't know if you ever watched Fist of the North Star.
Who?
Fist of the North Star.
No.
The character, Ken has a boy sidekick. He's kind of annoying. He's pretty much the same kid as, if you see a Scorpion King. Like, you know, a street urchin. Break his wrist! I forgot, the Rock's poking out. That chink gotta take the arrow!
He hooked up, brother.
No, sell the arrow!
You know why I like 2002 era? I like The Rock is in the movie. I'm gonna see him on Friday night. This is on a Thursday night SmackDown. Stone Cold's coming back to the draft. Ric Flair took over Raw. The NWO was coming. It was great.
I am a real American, fighting for every man. I'm a real American, fight for his right. Bang, bang, bang. Took him forever enough. Where are you gonna aim? Chest shot or in the knee? Right in the chin.
Ooh. Straight to the chest.
Yeah.
Sends his ass flying back like 30 feet. And he explodes. But the only skeletal remains. And the statue comes coming down. A.K.A., what was it, symbolism for Saddam Hussein, right? And now, currently, nowadays, Fidel Castro's statues.
Okay. Andrew.
I don't understand medieval law. Like, you kill the old king and then you become the new king on the spot?
because action movies. It's more complex. It's more purging, killing those who are still loyal to the old guy. A lot of stuff. A lot of violence. A lot of raping. Mostly rape. But anyways, Andrew, how the fuck did the Scorpion King or Micaiah turn heel?
I don't know. I guess you're gonna have to play the video games to find out. Are you talking about Matthias, right?
Yes. How the fuck did he turn heel? He has a, you know, a smoking hot half-Asian wife. He has a kingdom. He has an army. How the fuck did that crash and burn?
Wait, she's already predicting the mummy returns.
Yeah.
Peace will not last forever, and we'll make her own destiny. Well, for someone who's giving shit about the soundtrack, you are rocking it, aren't you?
Because, Andrew, the reason why I know that song by heart is because a fucking, the rock station nearby, plays that song religiously.
Who?
My local, rock station, plays that song. Nightback FM is like, the local channel. It's 96.7 Inland Rock, yeah. They play that song, like, almost on loop. That's a song by memory.
May you run away. Stand alone.
Oh, you can tell it. I'm missing thousands.
And your so-called goddess can see your face. Then make my own way. I'm not afraid of failing. I stand alone. Down inside me. Dying for it. I stand alone. Now I believe it's fading. Dude, have you heard the live version of this song?
No, it's just the radio song.
No, dude, the live version, the fucking crowd go ballistic.
Yeah, I can tell it's early 2000s rock.
No, but like I said, when these guys perform the song live, the crowd go fucking ballistic.
Because it's grandpa, it's bad rock, Andrew.
And then too, because of this movie.
Of course, your dad will go ballistic too if he listens to a fucking Dirty D's Thunder Cheese bad rock.
No. See, this is the difference between me and my dad. He likes fucking Avenged Sevenfold. I fucking don't.
Well, I guess your dad's a little bit younger than I expect.
He's not younger. He's like 56.
Well, he likes Avenged Sevenfold. That's pretty young.
56?
That's bad rock.
No, he's starting to listen to to the growling metal now, which is like, you know, death metal, like Cannibal Corpse and all that, but he's turned up late. Cause he already know, cause the shit I listen to now is like really growling, the blast beats from the bass, the blast beats from the drums, and the growling, and then the clean vocals, and then the growling, and then the clean vocals. Like pretty much I'm like surpassing him. He's in the dust. And then too, Loki, I clown on him a lot because, you know, he plays the Aquanet CDs and the Aquanet remixes. I'm like, bro, like, fuck.
You mean he likes, what's the word, gym music?
You know the Aquanet mixes that you heard at your family parties, you know, the two of hearts, two hearts that beat as one, two of, you know, and then, funky little beats, do 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 do, you're my diamond girl. My diamond girl, you know, that kind of shit. It was like 80s club music. That's what he's been listening to a lot lately. I'm like, bro, like I even told him, what the fuck, you were blaring Kiss and Metallica at one point, now you're fucking blaring this. Like, what the fuck, to go from this to this, I don't understand. Somewhere along the way, yeah.
I thought he could listen to the kind of music that, you go to the gym and you mog out, or you go to the planet. The past fitness that the lug alert.
Oh yeah, is it true that if you drop weights on the ground, they fucking sound like a fucking like World War II alarm?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because there's guys who do unorthodox weightlifting.
Not at LA Fitness. You hear that shit all the time.
Because I wonder if you get a weight, go full lugged out and Planet Fitness or LAX or
LA
Fitness?
No, LA Fitness, they do that shit. Like, you know, like I said, you'll hear that shit. You will fucking hear it. Like you actually hear him. And then the giant, slam from the weights.
A lot of faking, boys. A lot of burping. To be a true bloke. To be the bloke boy. To do the most unorthodox exercises. Also, why are you at the gym? You should be picking up rocks.
Reject Moderna, return to...
No, they haven't done that yet.
Why are you drinking a pre-workout? You should drink pure maple syrup.
Full syrup.
For energy and carbs.
So, Eric, what did you think of this movie?
Well, it's serviceable, as being a, if you're a huge fan of, Thor and sorcery movies, like Conan the Barbarian and others, this is like a poor imitation or a poor man's version of Conan, but it tries as its own thing, but it heavily relies on, only the old fags would know Conan the Barbarian. See this shit? But, if you want to watch a dumb action film, there it is. It's very, very fast, boom, 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 boom. And still, I'm stopping, because the movie itself knows it's ridiculous, stupid. And also, giving props to The Rock, as much as we give him grief, at least he tried to take it seriously, even knowing that probably reading the script was stupid. I guess he got used to it, because he works in WWE, all scripts are, and pretty much, giving props that he managed to keep a strict while filming this film. And also some of the comedy is like a little chuckle here and there, but it's one of those movies that's forgettable. You watch it once and that's it. It's not like Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Story that's memorable characters, good action, all that stuff. But this one's a poor man's version of it. And bless their hearts for them trying to do something unique, but it's the same thing as, it's a quite opposite. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original slasher film gets overshadowed by copycat. And this one is the copycat that cannot live up with the original. And that's why we see the film having multiple sequels, prequels, and sequels, and trying to make their own thing. It's kind of hard when there's already an existing story that already did the same kind of story, but better. But who knows what to do with the reboot of Scorpion King and set it in the modern time. And said this time it's not gonna be Conan, it's gonna be Samurai Jack. What about you, Andrew? What do you think about this movie?
I still like this movie. I like this movie, like I said. I could just turn off my brain and just watch it.
Yep.
Turn off my brain, watch it, and be like, you know what, cool. And also, you don't know what's weird too? This movie you can also put on for background noise.
Yeah, it's just background noise, but
not.
It's like one of those movies that you change the channel and it's like, oh, it's like near the end, like, okay.
No, exactly. If it comes on TV and you're like, oh, you know what? You're like, you know what? I'm gonna be on my phone the entire time, so fuck it, I'll just put it on. And I'm on Peacock right now, and they're adding a lot of new shit in here. Yeah, they're adding a lot of new shit in here.
Like what kind of shit?
All the No Mercy pay-per-views, all the No Way Out pay-per-views, Mercy UK, all the One Night Stands, Raw Talk, all four Rebellion pay-per-views, ECW Return of the Bottom, Saturday's Main Event, all 11, on 11 seasons apparently. But did they have the most recent ones? Yeah, they do. 6 ones with DX.
Yeah.
Starcade, SummerSlam, Super Brawl, Superstars, T...
Yeah, like you said, it's literally a WWE media not knowing what the hell they're doing.
Clearly. All 8 Vengeance pay-per-views, Battle Bowl, Beach Blast, Rumble, Hog Wild 96,
Shot Rumble.
Nitro, all of Nitro, New Blood Raising. That's the only thing I'm pissed off about WCW Saturday Night. Then we have 92 and 93. They don't have 94, 95, 96, 97. They don't even have those ones. Oh, Thunder! Wait, oh, fuck off.
What?
They only have season 2 of Thunder, they don't have season 1 or 3. Fuck you! Yeah, you're right, I was right. They don't know what the fuck they're doing over there. Bad Blood 2003, Bad Blood 2004, Bragging Rights.
A gimmick pay-per-view with no payout.
Yeah, because it was literally a fucking Survivor Series. All 23 seasons of Smack fully loaded. In Your House, Invasion, Your Main Event, Takeover, NXT Takeover, NXT Bills, Showdown, Superstars, Day of, Timeline, The World of Velocity, only 3 seasons, and that's about it. Shawn Michaels, Triumphant Heart, Hulk Hogan, The Ultimate Collection, Hulk Hogan, The Ultimate Anthology Collector's Edition. Well, apparently by SummerSlam, we're supposed to have all the classic content. So anyone listening to this podcast, you know, just keep checking weekly. Fuck that. I ain't watching that shit. It's on
what?
No, on the WWE, on the WWE channel that they have, the live channel. Yep. Fucking Total Bellas. I was like, nah, fuck this. I ain't watching that.
Their live stuff is telenovelas?
Yeah, literally, the WWE channel, the live channel, like, ooh, Total Bellas. I'm like, nah, fuck off. I'm glad that shit got canceled.
What?
Anyone know what's funny? A lot of people were saying that, well, yeah, it got canceled. I was like, yeah, because Daniel Bryan's no longer there. He's in retirement, and John Cena kicked her ass, kicked the other belt to the curb.
Yep, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So now, next Wednesday, we're going to watch somebody cool.
The Mummy Returns.
Where the Scorpion King turns heel for no particular reason.
Also, also the return of Brendan Fraser and Imhotep and Anaxu Nyaman.
Who somehow mysteriously sounds more Native American. And also we see more shenanigans. And also a monkey vision. Until then, we see you next Wednesday. Ooh, thank you. It's 3:34. Time to call it a night, thank you.